Philip Semper Pierre, after the East Origin Carrier. Today's date is 02/15/2025. Dictation is from Maria Barrientos. Barrientos spells B-A-R-R-I-E-N-T-O-S. Maria spells M-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 10/6/1964. This is a 60-year-old female here with dizziness, pressure-like sensation in her maxillary and frontal sinus period. Patient said this has been going on for a week or more. Stated that she was in Mexico and symptoms started there, period. She said she visited a doctor over there and she was diagnosed with vertigo, was given a medication which she does not know the name, but no improvement, period. Said she came here today because she's having discharge from her nose and increased pressure like pain in her sinuses, period, as well as dizziness, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports sinus headache. Next line, reports green discharge from her nose. Next line, reports congestion in her nose. Next line, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies trauma. Instead, her headache is not the worst of her life, it's gradual onset. Rated headache as 2/10, pressure-like, and worse with leaning forward. Instead, her dizziness is worse whenever she moves her head or when she sits and stands up suddenly, period. She denies chest pain, period. Next paragraph, physical examination. She's alert-oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 147/69. Pulse 78, respiration 18. Temperature 97.9, period. Next paragraph, face, tender maxillary and frontal sinuses. Next paragraph, nose congested, green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph, throat, no edema, no erythema. Uvula is midline and mobile, no exudates, period. Next paragraph, the neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period, no tender or palpable nodes, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, distended secondary to obesity. No guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph, ear, no fluids behind TM. TM is, TM has good light reflex. No mastoid tenderness, no tragal tug. Period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert oriented, dynamic 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute sinusitis. Number 2 is poorly controlled diabetes. Number 3 is acute sinus headache, period. Next paragraph, a finger stick was done in the clinic today. Patient's glucose is 269. She was strongly encouraged to take her medication exactly as prescribed and to avoid a food/diet that may contribute to her elevated glucose. And she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She was discharged with the following medication. Meclizine. She will take 1 PO BID for 30 days, number 60. Next medication, amoxicillin, 875 milligrams. 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. Strongly encouraged to increase fluids. Recommend water. To come back to the clinic, for us, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.